It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The loss of a child is difficult for any parent. Losing a child to drug or alcohol addiction can sometimes leave a parent wondering if they could have done more to save their child. The loss of his son inspired Gary Mendel to create an organization called Shatterproof. The organization is committed to protecting children from drugs as well as overcoming the stigmas associated with addiction. Gary Mendel, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Shatterproof was developed after the loss of your son.
Right.
Would you mind telling us about him?
Sure. I'd be happy to. Brian was what every father could ask for or more. Loving, funny, inquisitive, compassionate, always concerned about me. And then, like many of our teenagers, our teens in America, at the age, a year before high school, he tried marijuana for the first time, like so many of our teens in our country today. And like the lucky 1 out of 10 who try marijuana or alcohol at that age, 1 out of 10 become addicted. And like so many teens, they keep it from their parents for 3 or 4 years until, I found out. And the reality is Brian didn't even know he was addicted. You don't know. And he didn't reach up to the sky one day and say, God, addict me. It connected with his brain biologically different than with other people. And he became addicted, unknown to him. And then once you're addicted, it's a nightmare. I mean, you couldn't talk about a disease that it's so difficult and so powerful. And then he entered a treatment system, which in this country is, 100 years behind the treatment of all the other major diseases. The treatment system out there is not based on science. The science isn't there yet. And even worse, you enter a system where you're shamed. You're isolated. You're ashamed of who you are because society doesn't say you have a disease. Society says you're a bad person. Why? Just stop. Well, your brain's telling you to use, regardless of the consequences. It's so difficult.
As a parent with a child who struggled with addiction, what mechanisms, you mentioned that this disease isn't something that is treated as well as other diseases
right.
are dealt with. What was in place to help your son?
Well, there are 13,000 treatment programs in the United States, including both inpatient and outpatient. There is some research out there about protocols they should be following. The science is not near developed yet, but there is some starting point of research. But most of those treatment programs do not follow those protocols. Some of them aren't even aware of the research that's been done. And so most of the treatment system, not saying all, the treatment system in the United States today is based around 12 steps abstinence. And it's based around just say no. And that doesn't work for most people. It works for some. Works very, very well for some, but it doesn't work for a lot of people. And every treatment system he went to, it was based on a little bit different philosophy because they're all a little bit different. Good people trying to do good things, but not based on any science, not based on clinical trials of what works and what doesn't work. And the worst part about it, Paul, is the shame that I referenced a few minutes ago. It's this feeling like, just stop. You're hurting your parents. You're hurting your family. That's the message they're getting. And that'll lead into why we're repelling here in Pittsburgh. We can talk about that, later on in a few minutes. But it's about raising awareness that this is a disease. This is a stigma that's unfair and unjust.
Are there misconceptions about drug and alcohol addiction that need to be overcome?
Absolutely. When 3 months before Brian died, he came home for a couple days. And I remember so clearly, like it was yesterday, sitting with him on the back porch. He said to me, Dad, he said, 300 years ago, they burned women at the stake in Salem, Massachusetts, because they thought they were witches. And then they learned they weren't, and they stopped. At some point, people will realize, I'm not a bad kid. You're not a bad father. I just have a disease. So when you ask that question, it's the first thing that comes to my mind. The perception of this has been changing, but it has to change much faster. And it's going to change a lot faster going forward.
We're talking with Gary Mandel here on Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. The loss of his son inspired Gary Mandel to create an organization called Shatterproof. Does Shatterproof focus on prevention, rehabilitation, or both?
Shatterproof will focus on three things. It'll focus on advocacy, changing public policies that make sense. It'll focus on research into programs in both prevention, treatment, and recovery. And then thirdly, it'll focus on ending the stigma, which we just spoke about. And underpinning all three of those is bringing people together for a common cause. First hundreds of thousands and then millions of people within the Shatterproof umbrella that will vote for the right policies, petition for the right policies, donate to fund research, and create awareness to change the perception of the stigma and shame and bring it into the healthcare community, which is now legislated with the Affordable Care Act.
And what methods do you use?
We're just beginning. So this is a one-year-old organization. So right now the biggest method we're doing for that first underpinning it all is uniting Americans within this cause, is to repel as fundraising and awareness events in 20 cities around America this year. For the first time in the history of the United States, we've all seen people walk, run for breast cancer, cancer, heart disease, autism, MS. For the first time in America, we're going to see people coming together for a fun event, a thrilling event, actually, to raise awareness and funding for the disease of addiction. That's the start.
And you've referred to repelling a couple times here, so you better explain for people that are trying to wrap their mind around this what exactly you are going to be doing here in Pittsburgh.
Sure. On June 25th, we are going to be repelling from the Westin at the Convention Center in downtown Pittsburgh. What that means is that approximately 100 people will be fitted, trained by experts, and these are mostly people, probably 99 out of 100 will have never rappelled or done anything like that in their lives, so complete novices. I've done it every time, and I certainly never rappelled in my life, and I'll be there all day in Pittsburgh. So fitted with a vest, trained by experts for 10 or 15 minutes, it's that easy, and then they'll just go to the edge of the building, trained by experts with an expert with them, totally fastened with two different ropes that can hold 6,000 pounds. So there's no way you could fall or the rope could break or anything like that. And you just lean back. You lean back to a 45-degree angle approximately, and then your weight is being held up by the ropes. And then going down actually is fun because you're going down with another person next to you and you're laughing and giggling the whole time. And there's, you know, there'll be 25 or 30 or 40 people at the bottom clapping and cheering, and kids are watching their parents, parents are watching their kids, wives are watching their husbands, and there's food all day. If we have 100 people rappelling, we'll have food for 300. So people should be encouraged to come and watch and cheer. And it's just a fun way to bring awareness to this cause and funding to this cause.
And though you say it is fun, and it certainly sounds like fun, why rappelling? I mean, as you mentioned, there are a number of other ways you could have drawn attention to this particular cause.
Sure. For other diseases, there's a lot of walks and 5Ks, which we will certainly add as time goes on. But our first year starting this organization, launching this organization, this is an extreme issue. We were looking for an extreme event to move quickly to cause it to bring attention to this cause. 15 people die every hour of every day. And the icing on the cake is the Latin root of the word repel means to summon. Let's bring the city of Pittsburgh together for this cause, and the city of Dallas, and the city of Los Angeles. We're going to do it in 20 cities around the country.
And which is more difficult, prevention or rehabilitation?
Very good question. I would say that prevention is harder today in the United States because most people aren't focused on it. The reality is that if we can get the country to understand, parents to understand of younger children, that there already are clinical trials that have produced programs that parents can use, schools can use, and pediatricians can use that will absolutely reduce the number of our children who become addicted, that is obviously the better way to handle this issue because then you have less people you have to treat. Today in this country, when you say rehabilitation, I'll move it to the word treatment, and I'll take out the word recovery because we should eliminate the word recovery. It's treatment, which is a chronic disease, which includes long-term care. It's not like you treat it for 30 days and you move to recovery. This is a chronic disease. It's a chronic brain disease. So today that's very difficult. It is. It's very difficult. The science is not there yet of what works and what doesn't work. You know, it's difficult. We can go into any city in America, including Pittsburgh, and find hundreds of thousands of people that have been, their life has been saved by AA or NA. And they work. But we can also go to every cemetery in Pittsburgh and find hundreds of thousands of people where it hasn't worked for. And so we need new methods to add to the success of AA and NA, not take them away. For some people, it works. But for a lot of people, you can see that it's not working. So we need new methods. And they're starting to – the good news is there are methods that are starting to show up in research. But we need to add a lot more research and get the information out.
What gaps in funding and resources for addiction is Shatterproof trying to overcome? You say that you haven't found the right method of treatment, but in the meantime, are there people who are not getting the resources that exist?
Sure. I don't want to – I'm not sure how to say this. It's almost like how much time do you have? American Cancer raised $1 billion last year, a lot of it for cancer research. The government spends $7 billion a year on cancer research. American Heart raised $500 million a year. MS raised $130 million last year, $150 million. There was literally almost zero funding for addiction last year, privately. Almost zero. So when you talk about the gaps is wide as the Mississippi River. We are creating an organization that will bring in funding and awareness for both prevention and treatment for this disease.
Our guest has been Gary Mendel. He is the creator of an organization called Shatterproof, which is committed to protecting children from drugs as well as overcoming the stigmas associated with addiction. The Shatterproof Challenge takes place tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Westin Hotel at Liberty Center on Penn Avenue. Gary Mendel, thanks for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh. We appreciate it.
Paul, thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it as well.
More Essential Pittsburgh coming up. This is 90.5 WESA.